Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Steve Douglas is here. Steve is a new friend. He's a risk management consultant for many years. I assume that means he was associated in some way, fashion, or form with the insurance industry. He's a blogger, an author, and his new book is called Purpose Pie. Purpose Pie, really living in the sweet spot of life. And he is also becoming a coach, helping people understand what their purpose is. He's our new friend, Steve Douglas. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's an honor to be here with you, sir.
It's good to have you here. So congratulations on your book. I'm glad you did it, because I was telling the audience before you came here on the show that, in the earlier segment, I was asking them what's going on in their head when they wake up in the morning. I know most small business owners, it's you know, what do I got to do to make payroll this Friday or in a week or so, and that's one thing, and all kinds of challenges. But I wonder how much when we wake up, if we're able to sort out and push the alligators back just a little bit in any given day, to think about what we're really doing, why we're really doing what we're doing. Not what we're doing, but why we're doing it. And trying to find out if any of that is not about us. What do you think about that?
Well, Senator, I love your song, Van Halen's Jump. It got me kind of juiced. And I'll just share this with your listeners. If you're not juiced when you hop out of bed every morning, you're probably not living with purpose. So as soon as I heard that song, I started getting kind of fired up. And since I found my purpose in life, every morning I'm juiced and I do some jumping, and it's.
But you say since you found your purpose. Now, when you say it that way, it sounds like at one point in time you might not have had your purpose. You might not have known what your purpose was. What was it like in those days?
Well, I've always had a great work ethic. I was optimistic. I believed in life, loved people, and worked hard throughout my life. And because of that, I had a lot of worldly success. And but I knew something was kind of maybe not completely right. And one day, in the year 2002, Patty, my wife, and I were living in Pensacola. I was in a bookstore. I'm an avid reader. I love to read. It's my greatest passion. And I picked up a book, and it was actually a sales book. And the gentleman who I have high regard for, he was making a comment. He said, in his personal opinion, probably the greatest deterrent of anyone exercising their full God-given human potential was not knowing their purpose. And that had never been on my radar screen, Jim, and it really resonated with me, and it kind of shook me. And so I went on a mission to find my purpose. So I started reflecting. I started praying, meditating, reading more than ever before on purpose. And I was up in Banff, Canada on vacation with my wife, and I woke up at 2:30 in the morning. Snow was coming down. We had a beautiful suite, and it was such a spiritual setting at that time. And I found my purpose, and it's changed my life forever.
What is your purpose?
My purpose is to inspire others to find their voice and create their very best life.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that's a challenge for most people?
That's a huge challenge. It's simple, but it's not easy. And what I mean by that, we all have the answer and the key within each one of us. It's not out there somewhere. It's within our own being. It's our inner voice, which really is our spirit. We just have to get intentional, Jim. We have to get focused and very intentional, and it will come to us. And when it does, it's life-changing.
I want to ask you about that focus thing, because a lot of people would say to them, to you maybe, and to themselves, well, I'm a good person. I work hard. I treat people right. I'm honest. I do business ethically. I treat my employees fairly. Nobody, you know, I think I've got a pretty good reputation. Isn't that my purpose? Isn't that a purpose for me? You know, you see what I mean? How much focus do we need? Does it need to be more than that?
Yes, I've been a small business owner for 29 years now, and all those things you just mentioned, I've done all the above. You know, integrity to me is very important. If you don't have that, I mean, you don't have anything, really.
Albert Camus said integrity has no need of rules.
And, you know, the element of fairness to, you know, all people, always trying to find a win-win for everyone, that's been a benchmark of mine as a long-term business owner. But purpose is a deeper, wider feeling and emotion, and it's far more powerful than just running a business and doing it the right way. Purpose creates a more powerful legacy. It impacts people in a grander way, and also for the person that utilizes purpose and finds it and carries it out, Jim, it creates things like fulfillment, like you cannot even describe. It creates an inner peace that you know that your song has come out, and before we leave this earth, we're at peace with that, and that is priceless. And also, it's an inner bliss, and a joyful bliss that's almost indescribable.
Isn't one of the ways to describe what you're talking about, and I subscribe to what you're saying, by the way, but isn't one of the ways to do that is if you remember all the things that I talked about a minute ago when I went up my little litany of things that somebody would measure themselves by, almost all those things were transactional, meaning I gave something and then I got back something.
Right.
To me, if you want to find your purpose is something that you give without any expectation of receiving.
Exactly.
Isn't that a big part of purpose? And to the point where you may do something, you may contribute something, your purpose may be create something, and no one on the planet will ever know that you did it.
Exactly.
And yet someone benefited. What do you think?
Yeah, Jim, you know, really, I ask all your listeners, you know, in their setting as being small business owners, would you consider your business environment, is it a career or is it a calling?
Mm-hmm.
And as you talked earlier, the distinction, the way it hits me is a
hey,
career.
Hey, Steve, hold on to that. I'm going to let you pick that up. We'll come back. But I need a website. Have you got one?
Yes, sir.
Give it to me quickly.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. My website is www.purposepie.com.
Purposepie.com. That's the name of the book, too. Steve Douglas, and I will be right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.